The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Now you are listening to The Hard Shoulder here on Newstalk. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. And it is that time of the week where we look at what is the best on offer in the box office. John Fardy, Sue Murphy with me as always. Folks, you're very welcome to the show. John, let's start with a movie choice this week. Your first movie, Miami. Take a listen.
This movement that we are in is called a struggle. Because we are fighting for our lives.
This ain't about civil rights. They ain't giving black people what they really want.
What's that?
Hey, I was made in America. That's why I'm out here saving America.
Yes, that of course was One Night in Miami. Miami, I think I called it. I was getting confused there. My love of Will Smith beginning to show. John, tell us about it.
Yes, this is absolutely nothing to do with Will Smith, it's fair to say. So this is basically based on a stage play that was out about 7 years ago. And it, believe it or not, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, who we would later be known as, after the night of his first fight, when he became world champion, when he beat Sonny Liston, him, the legendary musician Sam Cooke, NFL player called Jimmy Brown, and Malcolm X all met for a very quiet celebration in a hotel room. Which is kind of incredible that all of those people were together at one point. And nothing is really known about what happened or anything like that, but just the idea of the four of them being in a room in the mid 60s, given all that was going on in the wider world. And a guy called Ken Powers, who oddly enough co-wrote Soul, that great kids movie we were talking about a while ago, wrote the play of this and has now co-written the screenplay for the movie. And this is really brilliant. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it might be a bit stagey. Often movies that are based on plays can have that effect. But the dialogue and the power of the performances in this are huge. They're magnificent. They really are. And it's kind of the four of them trading stories of their life as famous black people at that time. And in the middle, you have Malcolm X kind of encouraging them to use their talents, be it musical, sport, as a weapon in the fight for equal rights. Now, that sounds like really kind of broad brushstroke stuff, but it isn't. It's really subtle. At one point, Jim Brown, the NFL player, has this tete-a-tete with Malcolm X, saying that, you know, in my experience, the most black militant people are always the black people who are lighter skinned. And if you look at Malcolm X, he was quite light skinned. And that's the type of thing I'm talking about. It's very subtle. The guy who plays Sam Cooke, I imagine, will probably be up for an Oscar in it. He's absolutely brilliant. There's a gorgeous scene in it where Malcolm X... Sorry, I should give his name. It's Leslie Odom Jr. But where Malcolm X plays him Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind. And he's kind of saying to him, you should sing a song like that. And legend has it that he went off and wrote A Change Is Gonna Come after he was played it by Malcolm X. Whether that's apocryphal or not, I don't know. But it makes a brilliant scene in this film. It's a fantastic movie. On Amazon.
Ah, there we are. It's on Amazon. One night in Miami from Friday. It gets certainly a vote of confidence. The thumbs up from John. Sue, let's start with your first pick. The only pick, really, we need to talk about this week. Landscape Artist of the Year. It's back.
Yeah, like... I'm kind of, there's a part of me that's like, do I need to explain what's going to happen here? Because a load of painters are going to paint a landscape. But if you haven't watched this
already... Oh, it's exhilarating.
But if you haven't seen this already, it's so much better than that. Like, it is actually really tense because I remember watching the trailers for this when they first came around with this concept. And I was like, nobody's going to watch a load of people paint a landscape. And oh my God, I love it so much. I'm same as you. You love these shows. They're just so, so good. I watched the first episode 2 days ago. There's 36 artists across the series and they're going to win a £10,000 commission at the end. But they also have a wildcard pick at the end of each, in the middle of each show. There's a lot of people that are kind of invited along with the contestants to come along and paint the landscape as well. And one of them will go through to another round where they could be in the semi-final. So it's not just the people that have got through. It's a couple of wildcards as well. It was like... It's just you sit down with a cup of tea and you put it on and it just takes you out of everything that's going on at the moment, and it's just a lovely show. And I think Stephen Mangan does such a good job of presenting it. He's just so funny. Joan Bakewell is back with him, but I nearly think he could do it on his own. But yeah, big fan. Just I really, really like this show.
Oh, I absolutely love it. It's on Sky Arts this Wednesday, 8 p.m. It is brilliant. There's no controversy, there's no conflict, no, there's nothing adversarial. No,
it's just nice. It's just nice.
Lovely, lovely television. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I really
We're getting
am.
Old.
Well, that's a sad sign of it. Anyway, yeah, John, let's talk about your second movie pick this week, Blythe Spirit.
Yeah, there's a great stamp collecting documentary you should watch, guys. It sounds like it might be the type of place you're heading in terms of your TV watching. No, I must watch that because I've heard you rate about it and I never have. And I like fishing programs, so maybe I'd enjoy that.
You would love it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get into it. Okay, something I'm not sure if I loved or not is Blythe Spirit. So this was actually based on a Noel Coward play, and David Lean made a movie version of it back in the 40s. And in a way, that's kind of the problem with this. I'm not sure why it's been remade. It stars Dan Stevens. People know him as Cousin Matthew from Downton Abbey. Cousin Matthew, I am on you know all. You remember that guy? And
Matthew's the fellow who came back in series one who was going to marry his cousin.
Yeah. And then he left, Dan Stevens. Remember, he died in a... Spoiler alert, he died in a car crash.
And ruined Christmas for everyone.
Oh, right, yeah, that was it, yeah.
He was the main guy for a long time in it.
That's true, yeah. The kind of the incestual nature of that relationship never really was addressed in the show. But anyway, go on.
He was a distant cousin.
Ah, come on.
So this is Dan Stevens playing a struggling writer. He's a crime novelist. He's been very successful, but he's really struggling to come up with the goods for his next one. He's married to his wife, Isla Fisher. She's his second wife. His first wife, played very well by Leslie Mann, is dead, but she reappears because for a bit of crack, him and his pals go to a seance, and Judi Dench plays this kind of, what do you call them, faith healer or spiritualist who's able to communicate with the dead. They all think it's a joke, but then his dead wife shows up and starts helping him write this new book that he's working on, and his current wife, Isla Fisher, isn't too impressed with the dead wife hanging around who he keeps talking to. The thing about it is, it kind of feels a bit like a comedy from the 30s or 40s, and maybe that's not a bad thing, but it just felt a bit kind of pointless. Like my wife said, you know, if this was on the background I'd watch it, but I'm not really sure of the point. And it's a bit like that. It's fine, but it's like it fell from the sky. Do you know what I mean? It's mildly distracting. The performances are good, but it's just kind of so what in a way. I guess I'd give it 2.5 stars, maybe 3, because it is pleasant, but it's kind of like, what was the point of that, if you know what I mean?
All right, Blythe Spirit is the name of it. One Night in Miami, though, John's pick of the week. It's safe to say.
Sorry, I should say that that's on Sky Cinema from Friday.
All right, Sky Cinema from Friday, Blythe Spirit, if it does sound like it's up your street. Sue, we mentioned Landscape Artist of the Year. Your second TV pick for the week, Back to Life. It's on Netflix. Take a quick listen.
So your CV, it's quite gappy, as in there's a gap in it. It's mostly gap. In fact, it's all gap.
I think that's a matter of perspective.
It says you worked at Fat Face in 2000.
Critical Role.
And then nothing.
Yes. I went travelling.
Travelling? Oh.
Yeah.
In 2000?
Yes.
Until now?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go?
Burma, which is now also called Myanmar.
Was that before or after they opened the borders there?
Yeah.
Which?
Yes, yes. Yes, it was. Yes.
What's this about, Sue?
It's so good. Like, this is a BBC programme that was released in 2019, and it's made its way onto Netflix. And I remember looking at it at the time, and I didn't give it any attention at all. And at the moment, it's trending in the top 10 in Netflix because I think people have just gone back and found it. And it's an absolute gem. It's written by a woman called Tazzy Haggard, who plays Mary in the show. And she's just come back after 18 years in prison. I won't give anything away because you kind of learn about what happened and how long she's been. Like, you can assume that it's a pretty bad crime. She's been away for 18 years and she's just basically trying to get back to life. So she's trying to get her job, she's trying to sort out stuff with her parents, trying to go back to her old boyfriend, and That all sounds really weighty and dark, and in a lot of ways it is, and it plays it up with the family a good bit. Like, it gets very emotional parts, but it's also very, very funny. Like, that scene that you just listened to there, there's a lot of that, and there's a lot of her kind of taking the piss out of herself a little bit, but with that edge of, oh my God, something desperately sad and awful has happened in the background. So, it, like, you kind of feel guilty for the laughs, but also, like, brilliantly written jokes that you just can't help but laugh at. I'm really enjoying this. I'm on the third episode of it now, and I think John has seen it as well and was mad about it as well, and it just seems like a forgotten gem, you know.
John?
Yeah, I completely agree with everything that Sue said. I was going to call her Susie for some reason, sorry. what Sue said. I'm having a strange day, homeschooling and all that. I can't remember people's names. But I completely agree with her. It's dramedy, you know, it's comedy and tragedy. And you know what I think it is? It's been out for 2 years and Netflix has just gotten it. But you know the way on Netflix now you get little trailers of stuff? They've really mastered it with this one, because we started watching this just because the way they done the trailer, it was so evocative and really brought you straight in. And her parents are a comic creation like I've never seen before. The dad's this guy who's like cracked into the environment. I know we all should be, but I mean, he really is. He gets turned on literally by recycling plastic, literally gets turned on by it. The parents are brilliant. It's great TV. I second Susie's approbation of it there.
All right, back to life. It's on Netflix. You can watch it all. Can you watch it all in one go, Sue?
Yeah, you can watch it. Oh, I've been binging on it. I can't help but go on to the next episode. Yeah, it's so good.
Back to Life is the name of it. Finding Alice is on ITV this Sunday, 9 p.m. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen this yet, but Keely Hawes is in it, and I don't think that woman does anything that's bad TV. The last thing you would have seen her in was Bodyguard, which is excellent, which is also on Netflix, and you should definitely watch if you haven't seen it already. But it's meant to be a comic journey of grief, and basically she comes downstairs and finds her husband dead, and after her husband dies, she finds out all these things about him that she never knew about, like criminal things, the money has disappeared, and I just think these kind of shows, they're so good at the moment. Like, it's nearly the same as Back to Life. They're kind of comic grief, and I think it just allows people to express that at the moment in a weird way. But yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but probably definitely worth it because she's in it.
All right, Finding Alice, it starts this Sunday, 9 p.m. on ITV. Sue and John, thanks a million as always, and listen, we'll talk to you again next week for more TV and movie recommendations. John Fardy and Sue Murphy there. Stay with us, we'll have all your business news next.